Yes. Barring moral capital from the Christian worldview is the next point that he goes to. And he says, as Christians, we're accustomed to thinking in an ethical way towards others. And we follow what's commonly known as the golden rule. We're to be loving. We're to keep the rules. We're not to be unfair. We have even scales when it comes to our economics. We're not to abuse people. We're not to force ourselves on people. We all take that for granted. You must not let unbelievers take certain things for granted. You must not let the unbeliever steal from your philosophy, that is, to borrow moral capital from your worldview and then pretend he hasn't done that. And so all these things that have come about that fit into the philosophy that Christians hold to are adhered through different portions of that worldview. And so we're not just cutting off limbs to other religions and sticking them onto ours. This provides a complete picture of the basic belief systems for which we go out and do other things, like have conversations or raise families or start businesses or continue to run businesses. And so there are limitations to our actions within the scope. And one of them is the golden rule. And so you could say that the entire Western world has been built from some of these presuppositions. And we also see maybe the fall of the Western world is occurring because we view these things as more of a maybe a helpful suggestion at best, if not to throw them off completely. And so by saying unbelievers who exist in an independent way of a worldview that doesn't allow for these things, or at least not by argumentation, just take for granted those certain things. We need to call that out and say, whoa, 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 what do you mean by unfair? Especially if you're talking to someone who's a nihilist, unfair, what are you talking about? Unfair, that there is no fair or unfair in your worldview. You can't, if I'm stealing your wallet, you can't call that unfair or wrong for me to do, according to you.
Right. And I think this is a really important point, right, that we need to point this out. We can't allow unbelievers to get away with this. They are stealing, borrowing, he says. But Frank Turek, if you'll recall, he has the book Stealing from God, and he makes the same point, right? Unbelievers are stealing from God when they attempt to make these types of claims based on their worldview, right? And so Bonson here tells us that we must not let the unbeliever say, well, we all know that we're supposed to play fair. Well, wait a minute, right? What you should say, he tells us, is, well, I know that we're supposed to play fair, but I don't know why you say that we're supposed to play fair, right? So we're questioning their assumption about fairness. Where does it come from their worldview? Fact is that whatever, the unbeliever says at that point, then, we have a question waiting for him, Bonson tells us. Why am I obligated to follow that standard? Well, we should play fair because, things go better if we consider utilitarianism the greatest good for the greatest number. Mm-hmm. Well, why should I care about that? Right? Things would be chaotic. So what? Why should I care about that? That sort of thing. And so why am I obligated to follow that standard, especially if I can get away with it? If I can get away with it, then what's the big deal, right?
Right.
So yeah. What he says, you see, given the unbeliever's worldview, he has no authority to make absolute moral judgments.
Yeah. Before coming here, I was trying to finish this debate, and I did, between Michael Shermer, skeptic, and David Wood, who's the atheist. And I'll link it to the show notes here, but just go to the back and forth between the two, and then the Q&As. And David Wood would say, can you give me a standard for how we can tell the difference between aliens doing it and God doing it? Or the discussion would evolve into moral claims. And so, you know, there are nation states that don't let women go outside without an escort. And we view that as wrong, but they view it as right. How do we make determinations? And so he keeps pressuring Shermer, and Shermer keeps just saying, well, talk to the women about this. Talk to, you know, you wouldn't want this to happen to you. So he takes kind of this very limp-wristed a viewpoint of utilitarianism, of just like, well, I'm going to talk about this one standard, but then I'm going to bring in this other standard. Well, okay, then why that standard? And so I think watching that debate does a really good job of showing why, yes, you can talk about, oh, well, you know, we have more understanding of human dignity than we did back in the day. So was it right back then because we didn't have that understanding, or has it been right then and we just have societally morphed into these different understandings that are equally as right because society has determined it was right at the time?
Well, and how do we know that our understanding right now is right? What if, right, you know, 100 years from now, we have a different understanding? Does that make what we're doing now wrong?
Right.
And then that new understanding position, right? I mean, where do we could, you know, what are we in? How yeah. do we, you know, cut this beast off, right?
We can improve society by letting people have the most amount of freedom and having a system in place that allows people to play fairly and retain a majority of what they've earned. And then you have, you know, big industrial revolutions, cultural revolutions. But now we view things as a danger to the planet. And now it's okay to force people to eat bugs. Well, it was okay back then to have people have freedom, but now it's okay for forcing of the insect consummation of consuming you know, the protein in only that way. So at what point in time do we say, well, that's just an appeal to you know, just what you think might work, and right. and if it doesn't, well, then right. I was wrong. And but we do know that utilitarianism is the best way to go. You wouldn't like it. Well, I wouldn't like a bunch of things you might like. And so how do we come into that conflict, and how do we determine the value of those things? Well, let's just let it play out. Okay, let's let it play out. Well, unless if you're not eating bugs, then you have to. So again, it was a really good debate showing kind of this lack of clarity of having a basis, having a grounding for that worldview.